Grunning, Oscar. Oscar Grunning, born the 10th of June 1921, died the 9th of March 2018, SS Unterscharführer, was deployed from late September 1942, in the department that stored and administered inmate valuables at the Auschwitz camp. Although several criminal investigations were initiated after the war, all were eventually shelved. He volunteered to give an interview for the 2005 BBC atrocity propaganda movie, Auschwitz, Inside the Nazi State. During that interview, he stated that he wanted to speak out also in order, quote, to oppose the Holocaust deniers, unquote, and then he exclaimed, see the German Wikipedia entry on Grunning, quote, weil ich den Leugnen sagen will, ich habe die Krematorien gesehen, ich habe die offenen Feuerstellen gesehen. Ich war dabei, unquote, which translates to, because I want to tell the deniers, I have seen the crematoria, I have seen the open fireplaces. I was there, unquote. That wasn't good enough for the BBC though, who falsified that sentence, and added gas chambers into the mix, by translating as follows, see the PBS transcript, quote, because I want to tell those deniers, I have seen the gas chambers, I have seen the crematoria, I have seen the burning pits. I was there, unquote. Grunning was a minor bureaucrat in an office at the Auschwitz main camp, handling inmate valuables. He would not have been allowed to walk into any of the crematoria, or to the so-called bunkers, in order to see the gas chambers, or watch a gassing, so the BBC once again made a fool of themselves with this forgery. Furthermore, Grunning was evidently entirely oblivious of what the quote-unquote deniers claim. He was fighting a straw denier. As can be seen from the entries on crematoria and open-air incinerations, no one denies the existence of crematoria and quote-unquote open fireplaces at Auschwitz. In fact, the latter were probably blazing at their highest intensity when Grunning arrived in late September 1942. However, these pyres did not burn gas chamber victims, as the orthodoxy claims, but thousands of victims of the raging typhus epidemic that had grown out of control in the summer of 1942. See the entry on Birkenau, and the section on Auschwitz in the entry on mass graves. These fires left quite an impression on the young man. But his legitimate seeing of crematoria buildings and open-air burnings does not prove any mass extermination claim. Considering the fallibility of human memory, and in particular the issue of false memories planted by 60 years of incessant one-sided propaganda, expecting an 83-year-old geriatric, utterly unfamiliar with actual revisionist research, to quote-unquote refute them, is irresponsible at best, if not utterly ridiculous. Due to his media appearances resulting from his BBC interview, Grunning was eventually indicted in Germany for aiding in the murder of at least 68,000 persons. After a show trial descending into a theater of the absurd in 2015, with a 94-year-old defendant, suffering from dementia, reading from a script prepared for him, and accused by similarly old and demented quote-unquote witnesses, see Winter 2015, Grunning was sentenced to 4 years imprisonment. In 2018, at age 97, he was ordered to serve his time, but he died before setting foot in prison.